Christmas Beatles were once said to be so popular you could find them in groups floating in the Sydney harbour. But populations of all 36 species of these shiny beetles are on the downward spiral. So are Christmas beetles the ghosts of Christmas past? Well, this morning I'm joined by Dr. Chris Reed, an entomologist from the Australian Museum, to learn a bit more. Chris, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Morning, Alex.
So, I mean, this is some sad news for Aussie festives. How long have we been seeing this downward trend, though?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's been going on for perhaps 10 years in the Sydney area. But elsewhere, there's very little data to say.
And so what's kind of driving this decline of the Chrissy beetle?
Well, in the Sydney area, there's two very obvious reasons. One is Sydney has greatly expanded since that report in 1922 of the beetles being so numerous they're hanging into they're making branches droop into the water.
Wow.
Sydney is now approaching 5 million people and has built over a lot of the ground that the Christmas beetles would have been breeding in. That's one reason. And then the other, I'm pretty sure, is climate change.
Yeah, because that does seem to be the overwhelming response when you see a decline in species, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I live on the southern edge of Royal National Park. So I live in an area that hasn't ever been built up. And yet the numbers have severely declined here.
Yeah, wow. And as I asked before, you know, I said, you know, how long have we seen the decline? You said you don't know. You know, I mean, I would imagine that there's, you know, some complications involved in documenting Christmas beetle numbers. Is that right? It seems like a pretty niche market as such.
Yeah, it's a niche market. And the problem is no one has been keeping records for a very long time. There have been some very good amateur observers or collectors, but what we really need is a group of dedicated people to be sitting with their notebooks counting beetles at this time of year, say every night for 10 nights, 14 nights at the lights, and recording them, and then we've got really good longitudinal data.
Yeah.
And that would, of course, apply to only one site. And if it was done over 10, 20 sites, then so much the better.
But obviously that's a lot of groundwork and a lot of hands-on, you know, thing. It's not something that everyone has time to do, right? But I mean,
yeah, maybe not. I mean, it's not too bad if it's a warm night walking the dog. Maybe the dog's interested in the beetles too. I don't know. But,
maybe the dog can help you find some of the beetles.
Yeah.
They do get distracted easily. Well,
yeah,
so that's
maybe
one thing that we can do. But I mean, I don't know, we can't just all go around knocking buildings over and planting trees. But is there anything that we can kind of do at home to encourage Christmas beetles into our garden, perhaps? Or
I think plant native and don't have lawns. But I mean, that seems to be a big problem with the modern Australian home. Everyone seems to want to have a lawn.
Well, that seems to be the go-to then. Next time you're doing your renos, rip that lawn out. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
That's a pleasure.
That's entomologist Dr. Chris Reed from the Australian Museum telling us to keep our eyes peeled for the elusive Christmas beetles this summer if you're out walking your dog or if you're looking for a new hobby. Beetle counting. I bet that's something that your fortune cookie hasn't told you to do this year.